Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob here, getting you ready for the Survivor Family Feud tonight. I'm so excited for this. I think it might have been Sophie many years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago, who initially said, hey, we should do a Survivor Family Feud. And now here we are getting ready to do it. So before we get into this, I just want to mention quickly that next week coming up is going to be Valentine's Day. We've got a great offer from Pro Flowers for our listeners. Use the promo code REALITYTV. Get a great deal on 1 dozen colored roses. You could also double your roses and get a vase and chocolate. Use the promo code REALITYTV at proflowers.com. Also, we're going to have so much stuff coming up next week on the podcast. Make sure you subscribe as we get you ready for Survivor Go Wrong coming up a week from Wednesday. And then finally, I just want to issue a quick warning. This podcast, while it is not too crazy, there is going to be some adult language. So make sure that you are not listening to this without headphones anywhere that might not be appropriate. Or if you are easily offended, maybe this is a podcast to skip. And a quick thanks to Kurt Clark, who did all the polling for the Survivor Family Feud, and Alex Kidwell, who helped tally the results. And that being said, let's play the feud. It's the Survivor Family Feud. Dirty 30 versus Wine and Cheese, playing for the Wine and Cheese. It's Eliza, Brian, Courtney, Steven, Sophie, ready for action, taking on Jen, Max, So, Tyler, and Mike. And now, here's the star of the Survivor Family Feud, Rob Cesternino! Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever Survivor Family Feud. What a night. What an exciting thing that we are attempting to do here tonight. I'm very excited for this. I've been waiting so long to do this, and it's finally happening. Let's go ahead and let's meet our teams. Let's start on the East Coast, half of this epic rivalry between the Wine and Cheese and the Dirty 30. Here's the Wine and Cheese Alliance.
Oh, I'm just saying, I don't know if epic is the right word for this David versus Goliath competition.
Yeah, that is Brian, if you're listening to the podcast version. Steven, Sophie, how you guys doing?
What's that?
You guys are so reserved.
Us?
Yeah.
You're like 10 o'clock on a Friday night. We're classy, Rob.
It's a nice way of saying boring, Rob.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
And, sorry, I think Steven would rather be at a play right now, so he's probably disappointed.
Your idea of interesting is taking your shirt off. Like, that's like the height of wit and charm.
Brian drinking straight from the bottle right now?
Are you just drinking? Let's meet the captain of the Wine and Cheese team. That's Eliza Orleans. Eliza, how are you doing tonight?
Hello.
Yes,
happy
how
to
are
be
you?
Here. I'm great. Woo! How are you?
Very good.
I'm really
very excited.
I love winning things. Like, it's just so fun. So, you know, this will be great.
Yes.
But if we lose, it's because these questions were really bad.
Okay.
So he knows what that's like.
That's on the record. Eliza, why don't you tell us about this beautiful team you brought with you tonight here for the Survivor Family Feud?
Sure, no problem. So first, we've got my dear friend, Brian Corden. Woo! Superstar from Survivor Guatemala. You can call him Platinum.
Yes, we will.
Up next, we have the always amazing, gorgeous, funny Courtney Yates.
Yes.
And then we've got Stephen Fishback.
Hello,
AKA
Stephen.
Fishy.
Yes.
Jen, your intros better be better than this.
They're way better. Don't worry.
I'm sorry. So I hope that the intros on the other team include people's definitions such as misogynist and homophobe and racist piece of shit. But I'm not. You know, I'm not going to put any words in your mouth, Jen. You go for it. Anyhow,
Cole is not here. Come on,
it's his birthday.
And then we've got future doctor and current consultant Sophie Clark.
Yes,
Sophie.
And hope we kick your fucking asses. This isn't a family show, right?
Yes.
Not a family show?
Eliza, I really like you, though. I do.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. Let's meet the people that are playing for the Dirty 30 tonight. Of course, Jen Brown, the captain of the Dirty 30 team. Jen, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm at my house in Venice, and I've got a bunch of people here, the Dirty 30 crew, and then a bunch of friends and all that shit.
All right. Well,
I'm not drinking Vouv, but whatever.
Yeah. Tell us who you brought with you tonight, Jen.
In general, like total or just the crew?
Well, how about the people that are playing in the game?
Okay, well, I can talk about everyone here, but that's okay. We've got a pre-merch here. Justin Timberlake, motherfucker with ramen hair from 2000. And we've got Mike.
And Mike Holloway is also joining us tonight for the Dirty 30 team. Mike, how are you?
Those were awesome.
Thank you. Lived up to the hype. Totally great.
Yes. All right. And Jen, why don't you tell us who else is there at your place?
We've got Corinne. Yes. Corinne, come.
Yes. I also drink Vouv, but usually it's Cristal.
All right. There's Corinne. She's getting the binder ready as we speak, taking a night off from preparation.
We've got Jay from One World here.
Jay from One World is in the background as well, walking through.
Try to get Nick Mayo from next season to come, but he's too much of a bitch.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right.
Also, because I fucking hate Tyler, his amazing, beautiful wife is here, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
That's the better half. Sucks so much dick, and she's so amazing. Okay.
That's he's the photobomb queen, right?
Because he brought his wife.
All right, are you guys ready? Are you guys ready to play the feud?
Yeah.
All right. So let's bring out our captains. Okay. Here we go. Let's get round one going.
Well, I'm nervous.
Round one of the family feud is happening. This past week, I surveyed 100 Rob Has a Podcast patrons secretly to get the questions here that we're going to play with tonight. The way that these buzz-ins will work is that each person who's going to be buzzing in will come stand up, stand near the front. We will have them both raise their hand and then say the short version of their name. For the Dirty 30, that would be dirt. For wine and cheese, that would be wine. Okay? So we need a hand raise and then also say your word. Whatever word we hear first, we will then go to you. You will give us an answer, and then if it's not the number one answer, the other team will have an opportunity to give a better answer. Whoever wins will have the opportunity to either play or pass for their team. Are you guys ready to play the feud?
We are.
Okay. All right. Here we go. 100 Rob Has a Podcast patrons surveyed. 7 answers on the board. Besides washing dishes, name something you wouldn't want to do on your birthday.
Do it. Fine.
Jen.
Laundry.
Seems like a good answer. Let's see if it's there. Show me. Do the laundry. Number 3 answer on the board. Hold on, Dirty 30. Eliza, can you give us either the number 1 or number 2 answer? No consulting with the team. This is just you.
Cheating already.
I'm going to go with work.
Go to work. Let's see if it's there. Show me. Go to work. Number 1 answer. Number 1 answer. Sorry.
The problem is going to work is something that most of the Dirty 30 doesn't know.
Yes, that was an unfair question. That was an unfair question. All right.
That would be the answer that we would give.
All right, so now we're going to go back to... So wine and cheese, you guys are going to play, correct?
We're going to play.
All right, so now let's go to Brian Corden. Brian, first time we're hearing from you tonight to give an answer. All right. Besides washing the dishes, name something you wouldn't want to do on your birthday.
What about vacuuming?
Vacuuming. Housework. Okay. Housework. Doing work around the house. Let's see if it's there. Show me... Vacuuming, number 2. Okay, top 3 answers are off the board. 4, 5, 6, and 7 are still there. Let's talk to Courtney Yates. Courtney, it's been so long since we heard from you on the podcast. So happy you're here for the Survivor Family Feud. Courtney, besides washing dishes, name something you wouldn't want to do on your birthday. And Dirty 30, get ready to steal in case the wine and cheese group gets 3 strikes. No strikes yet for them. Courtney?
Cooking.
All right, on your birthday, maybe you don't want to cook. Number 4 answer. Wow. With such precision, the wine and cheese is really just slicing through the game board. We now go to our good friend, Stephen Fishback. Stephen's very excited, hosting the event here tonight. Stephen, besides washing the dishes, name something you wouldn't want to do on your birthday.
Oh, my God.
Besides washing the dishes, name something you wouldn't want to do on your birthday.
Same one. I'm something of an introvert. You know, I wouldn't want to go to school on your birthday.
Okay. Wouldn't want to go to school. Show me school. No, that is strike one. That is strike one. All that time, and we came up with an answer that was not on the board. Sophie, you've been sitting there. You must have a good answer. Besides washing the dishes, name something you wouldn't want to do on your birthday.
I'm going to say you wouldn't want to cry on your birthday.
Wouldn't want to cry on your birthday. It's your party. Do you cry if you want to?
Yeah.
No. No.
Eliza, it's on you.
Oh, my God. Back to Eliza, that the wine and cheese was rolling, and now two straight strikes. It all comes down to Eliza. Dirty 30, get ready to steal. If Eliza doesn't know, besides washing dishes, name something you wouldn't want to do on your birthday. Three answers are left on the board.
I'm going to try and think of our audience. Okay, maybe, no, wait. I take that back. Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Rob, everyone's going to hate me.
We need an answer.
I'm with that answer. I can't go with that answer.
We need an answer, Eliza.
Thanks, Rob.
3 seconds.
I'm going to go with socialize.
Socialize. Because it's your birthday. You don't want to have to go out and socialize? All right, Dirty 30.
Hey, Dirty.
They had four in a row. Let's go down the line. Ultimately, this is going to be Jen's call. Let's start with Mike since he's not in the room. Mike, what's your steal answer?
I got mow yard, pay bills, or clean the toilet.
Okay.
You only get to give one.
All right, Tyler.
We get to discuss
it. Steal answer.
I was going to say do homework, pay bills.
Exercise,
Max.
Homework.
No homework. Jen, no homework.
I'd rather not pay bills.
Pay bills or mow the yard?
Okay, pay the bills. That's what the Dirty 30 is going with?
Pay bills, Rob.
On your birthday, do you want to pay the bills? No, I'm sorry. Wine and cheese gets the money.
Mow the yard, watch. It's going to be mow the yard.
All right, let's go up and see what was up there. Let's see what the number 5 answer was. Work out.
Max.
Number 6. Die. Number 7. Go to the dentist. Dirty 30 could have used Rodney. Could have used Rodney in this round. All right. So 69 points over to the wine and cheese in round one.
Fitting. Very fitting.
All right. So far, so good. All right, you guys got it. Let's play round two, okay? This is going to be Max taking on Brian. What a matchup here.
Battle of the Ivy League pre-mergers.
Yes. Yes. Here's Max. All right. 100 patrons surveyed. Here we have the top 5 answers on the board. Again, we are looking for a hand raise and then also your code word, either wine or dirt. Okay? Besides reality shows, name a specific program on... Max? Oh, sorry, is that a...
You have to finish the question!
I saw a hand go up.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Well, the question is, besides reality shows,
name a specific TV program on CBS. And yeah, that's right. Number one answer for Max. Max jumping the question, not letting me finish, but it pays off.
What was the question?
Besides reality shows, name a specific show that's on CBS. And Max takes it. Number one answer for Max. So let's go to you, Mike. Besides reality shows, name a certain program on the CBS network.
Oh, geez. Is CSI on? I'm going to say CSI.
Right. Mike is going with CSI. Let's see if it's up there. Show me CSI. Number 3. Number 3 answer. 3 answers are left. Let's go to Tyler, besides reality shows, name a specific show on CBS.
I'm going to go with The Good Wife.
The Good Wife. It's a good show.
It's a good answer.
Let's see if it's up there. Show me The Good Wife. No.
Oh.
No, it did not make our survey. Surprising. One strike. Let's go to So Kim. So, who said she didn't know the rules of how to play this game right before we started. Now this is your shot. Besides reality shows.
Did you redeem myself?
I already said.
Yeah, name a show that's on CBS.
NCIS.
NCIS.
Good one, So.
Let's see if it's up there. Show me NCIS. Number two answer. Yeah. All right, so we're back to Jen Brown. So now, Jen, we will find out just how much TV does Jen watch. Jen says
Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls. There's two answers left on the board. Let's see if it's up there. Show me Two Broke Girls. No.
What the fuck?
Two strikes. Two Broke Girls is on CBS, but it was not an answer on our survey.
Make it back to me, please.
Okay. Max, we got now two strikes on the board. The wine and cheese is getting ready to steal. Comes down to you. Besides reality shows, we need a show on CBS.
Hawaii 5-0.
Okay, Hawaii 5-0.
Come on, Max.
Let's see if it's there. Show me Hawaii 5-0. No, I'm sorry. That is on CBS, but that was not what we were looking for.
Dirty, be quiet.
Okay, wine and cheese. Let's hear some steal. Sophie?
So I'm thinking about maybe the Millers, because maybe people don't know it's canceled.
maybe not. Steven?
Maybe I like the Millers, but I also like Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half Men? Courtney?
I'm going to represent daytime and say Young and the Restless.
Young and Restless. Yeah. Brian?
I like the Millers because of the Cochran connection. But I think 60 minutes.
60 minutes. Eliza, where are you going? 45 points are on the board.
But that's CBS. Like, it's like the heart of CBS. And sometimes it, like. No.
All right, Eliza, we need a steal.
There are two more.
We need a steal, Eliza.
This is the group consensus. We're going with 60 minutes.
60 minutes. 60 minutes. Let's see if it's up there. Show me 60 minutes. No. I'm sorry.
Tell me elementary.
45 points go to the Dirty 30. What an evenly matched game. Let's see the other answers on the board. Let's see what was there. Number four, Criminal Minds, right after Survivor. And number five, Elementary. Apparently not so elementary for our teams. Let's go to round three, where we will see now it's going to be Mike taking on Courtney.
Courtney, the beautiful Courtney. Yes.
Point values are doubled in this round.
Ready.
All right, here we go. Point values are doubled. 100 patrons surveyed, top seven answers on the board here for this one, okay? Mike versus Courtney. Again, we want to hear that word wine, or we want to hear the word dirt. Okay, and again, we want a hand raise and then also the word so we can make sure we get it. All right, 100 patron survey, top seven answers on the board. Name a story with a witch or witches.
Wine!
Mike.
Cinderella.
Cinderella is a story with a witch.
Oh, crap.
No, not up on our board. Courtney.
Stepmother's the answer, Mike.
Stepmother in Cinderella, I believe. Okay, Courtney, we need an answer.
Cinderella? Macbeth?
Kidding me?
Macbeth. Ooh, we're going to win.
Show me. Macbeth. Yes, that's right. Number five answer. Thanks to Steven.
Good job, Courtney. Good job, Courtney. I said
all right,
Cinderella.
Wine and cheese, then. This is all you. All right, I'm assuming you guys are going to play here. So
yeah, we're going to play.
Okay, because Steven. Your good answer was taken by Courtney.
Snow White.
Let's see if it's up there. Show me Snow White. Number six answer. So five and six are off the board. Top four and number seven are still there. All right. Sophie, name a story with a witch or witches.
I'm going to say Maleficent.
Maleficent. Recent movie. Let's see if it's there. Show me Maleficent. No.
Sleeping Beauty.
No, no.
All right. No, it's not the same thing.
All right. We go back to Eliza. One strike on the board. Dirty 30. Start getting warmed up with your steel. Eliza, where are you going? Name a story with a witch or witches.
I'm going to go with Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Supposedly
let's see if
that
it's
has
there.
A witch.
Show me Harry Potter. Number two answer. All right. Brian, okay. Four answers are left here on the board. You said before you had it. Let's hear what you've got.
Obviously, the Wizard of Frickin' Oz.
Wizard of Oz. See if it's there. Show me the Wizard of Oz. Yes. Good answer.
My bad, Dirty.
Three answers are left. Only one strike. Courtney, name a story with a witch or witches.
We're going to say Into the Woods.
Into the Woods. Let's see if you guys are out of the woods. Show me Into the Woods. No.
All right.
All comes back to you. You were out there in Cambodia with the witches. Yeah. Now, do you have any more?
The witches has witches.
Okay. The witches. The Angelica Houston romp.
I mean, I don't know which romp we're talking about. Yeah.
Yes. Let's see if it's there. If not, Dirty 30, get ready to steal. Show me The Witches. No, it is not there. It is not there. All right.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
All right. Let's go. That's Mike says Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe. What do you guys say the rest of the Dirty 30? It's going to be Jen's final call.
Witches of Eastwick.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah, we've got the Chronicles of Narnia, and we also have Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, too.
Wait, is it a movie or a TV show? What's the specific?
Name a story with a witch or witches. We need an answer.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Okay.
And
Hocus got a lot of play last season on our half when they were talking about the witches.
We need an official answer.
Patrons were asked.
I'm going Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Jen is making the executive decision, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Let's see if it's there. Show me Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yes. Yes. It is there. Number seven answer. 118 points goes to the Dirty 30. Let's see what else was there. Let's see number three. Let's go to see what the number three and number four answers. As we go there, 163 to 69. Number three was Hansel and Gretel. Number four, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, we had it. Nice.
Yeah. Dirty 30 at both the steals. All right. The Dirty 30, 163 to 69. You guys confident?
Sorry, yeah. Sorry I let you down on the intro. Sorry. My bad. My bad.
Why did cheese? You guys getting nervous?
It's okay. I forgive you. I love you.
Dirty 30 likes to come from behind.
Whoa.
Ew.
All right. So, Steven, are you guys getting nervous over there?
No.
No. All right. Well, let's see. Steven is going to be coming up here. It's going to be Steven versus Tyler.
Oh. Go deep, ready. No one cares about it.
Come on, buddy. Let's go.
All right.
All right. Steven Fishback
versus Tyler. Steven, I don't want to see your face that close to
this. All right. 100 patrons surveyed. Top six answers on the board. The dollar values are doubled as well round. Here we go. Here we go. Again, we want to hear dirt or wine and a hand raise. Here we go. Name something a survivor might have more of than the average person.
Wine.
Steven.
Dirt.
I'm sorry, what is the answer?
Dirt.
I'm very confused. This is not the other team buzzing in. This is your wine. Social media. Your answer is dirt.
Be dirtier than the average person.
Show me dirt. No.
Oh, come on.
No, he's not there.
Yeah.
Tyler. Oh, it's Tyler. Name something a survivor might have more of than the average person.
I'm going with ego, Rob, because I know all the people behind me got it.
All right, let's see if it's there. Show me ego. Yes, number three answer. The Dirty 30 is rolling along here. Only one, I believe 163 they have. They could potentially win it on this round without the wine and cheese ever getting another shot at it. Okay, let's keep going down the line. So, Kim, Name something a survivor might have more of than the average person.
I'm going to go with social media followers.
Social media followers. Let's see if it's there. Show me the followers. Yes. Number one answer.
Number one. So Kim.
Okay. 56 points are up on the board. Let's go back to Jen. Jen, name something a survivor player might have more of than the average person.
I'm just thinking of so many things like embarrassment, shame.
We need one of them.
Shame. I'm going to go with shame.
Have you met any survivors?
Naked parts on television.
Well, hold on. I believe shame was the answer. Show me survivors have more shame than other people? No. Survivors have no shame.
Well, that's true, though. It's true. People just don't answer because you didn't interview survivors. We all have shame, and it's embarrassing that we were on the show.
All right, Max.
The thing was that we have no shame and that we were on the show.
All right, Max. What does a survivor have more of than the average person?
I'm going to go with in tribute to our friend Rodney. I'm going to say muscles.
Muscles. Does a survivor have more muscles than the average person? Show me muscles. Mm. No. This is not the answer. Okay, so wine and cheese. Hey, you got a shot. This is going to come back to you.
I have a technical question.
Yes. Yes, Mike.
Is crazy and attitude the same thing? Would they be the same thing?
Would crazy and attitude be the same thing? I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with attitude because we all got attitude.
Attitude, like personality. Let's see if it's there. Show me personality. Yes, number four answer. All right, three answers are left, but two strikes. Tyler, it comes back to you. What's something that a survivor might have more of than the average person?
Luck.
Luck. We all say luck. Fuck Tyler.
No. Luck. Tyler, it's your call.
Fuck Tyler. It's luck.
Okay, Tyler, but I do need an answer.
I'm going to go with because I got a lot more of this than the average person. Athletic ability.
Athletic ability. Let's see if it's there. Show me athletic ability. Mm. No. Okay. Wine and cheese. It's back to you for a steal. What's something a survivor might have more of than the average person?
I'm going to say mental illness.
Mental illness.
Yeah. I like the crazy. I like the mental illness and also the scars. The scars, the physical scars.
The scars.
The mental scars and the physical scars.
What about the emotional scars, Stephen?
We got to move this a little quicker down to Eliza.
No stamina.
Please pick wrong. Eliza, please pick wrong.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Fame.
Again, we gotta get this to Eliza quickly.
I'm just naming things.
Okay, Eliza, we need a final answer. Name something a survivor player might have more of than the average person.
Money.
Real quick, Eliza, 3 seconds.
Okay, I'm gonna go with money.
Okay, name something a survivor player might have more than the average person. You say money. Call me Cuba Gooding. Show me the money. No survivors have money. Come on.
He's got 120. Dirt.
All right. So with that, the Dirty 30 wins the round, but there was not enough points there. It's 229 to 69. Let's go ahead and see the other answers that were on the board. Number two was bug bites. Number five.
I was thinking like in the realm.
Paranoia. And number six. Confidence. All right. Well, let's go to our round five here where the dollar values will be tripled. It's going to be So versus Sophie. Here we go. So Kim, Sophie. Sophie, so Kim. All right. Dollar values are tripled here. This is anybody's game still here in this round. All right. 100 patrons surveyed. Top five answers on the board. Real or fictional? Name a famous Billy.
One.
Sophie.
Billy Garcia.
Let's see if it's there. Show me the great Billy Garcia. No.
I knew that wouldn't be on there.
Name a famous Billy.
Famous
Billy.
So, Need an answer.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Yeah, good answer.
Let's see if it's there. Very good. Show me the Piano Man. Number five answer. Right there on the bottom. Okay, four answers there. The huge triple point round. If the Dirty 30 gets this in any way, they will most likely have enough points to play Fast Money. And a huge upset. All right, let's go back to the top. Here's Jen. Real or fictional? Name a famous Billy
the Kid.
Billy the Kid. See if he's there.
Sorry, I interrupted you, Rob.
Show me Billy the Kid. Number one answer.
Yeah! Was that number one?
That was number one. All right, let's go down the line. Max.
I'm going to go with Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. Let's see if it's there. Show me Billy Bob. Number three answer. Uh-oh, only two answers are left. If the Dirty 30 gets a clean sweep here, they will be going on to Fast Money. No strikes yet.
I would like to say a Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. Let's see if it's there. Show me Billy Madison. Yes, number two answer.
I kind of like this because it's only us talking and the other team really doesn't get to talk that much.
Well, if you have eight people in the background who can Google every answer, it's kind of not that
it's good.
Fun.
Eliza is accusing the Dirty 30 of impropriety.
Come on, T-Fred. I need you, buddy.
All right, Tyler. It all comes down to you. If you have this, you guys go on to play Fast Money.
And then are we done? Can we go home?
Wine and Cheese gets to go home. Tyler.
Yes, Rob.
We need a real or fictional. Name a famous Billy.
Rob, I got this.
Yes.
This ends the game right now.
All right.
He's been the host of multiple Oscars. Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
Good answer. Good answer.
It's award season. Let's see if he's there. Show me Billy Crystal. No, it is not Billy Crystal. It's not Billy Crystal. Wine and Cheese, you're still alive. Put down your purse, Eliza. Okay, here we go. Let's go back to so we got this all started for the Dirty 30 in this round. So
I'm going to go with Billy Idol.
Billy Idol.
Yes. Good answer. Good answer.
If it's there, Wine and Cheese is going home.
It's game.
Dirty 30 is getting ready to play Fast Money. Show me Billy Idol. Dirty 30, we'll check back in with you. Let's check in over in New York, where devastation has occurred.
Good game. Yes.
So what a good sport. Good game. Eliza has put down the microphone and has gone back to texting. Does anybody from the Wine and Cheese want to hold the microphone?
No, I'm back. What do you want to talk about? Yes. That we lost?
What happened tonight? You guys were the prohibitive favorites.
We all still have jobs.
We're favorites too. Come on.
Guys, talk about second place real quick. Just do us a favor.
Steven, can we get it? Steven, can we reach you for comment?
I can't hear you because you're at rock bottom. There's an echo at rock bottom.
Yes.
Second place is pretty awesome. You know, it gets you an invite to Survivor Family Feud, which was kind of lame, I guess.
Come on.
We worked very hard.
I don't agree with any of these few things these people are saying. I want to distance myself.
I like everything Courtney's saying. Yes. Courtney's right about everything.
How do I get... I'm
terrible.
All right.
I would just like to say that I love the Wine and Cheese crew.
All right. Yeah.
Come on.
I still don't know who the Man Bun guy is.
Trying to be a good team player.
Steven is showing good sportsmanship.
We salute the Dirty 30. They're obviously superior morons to us.
We're all morons. We're all on Survivor. That for a long
time. All right. Well, let's get to the Dirty 30 as they get ready to play Fast Money.
Wait, what does Fast Money even mean? We already won. What's the point?
Who from the Dirty 30 is going to play in Fast Money?
Well, all right, goodbye, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Dirty 30, we need two people to play Fast Money.
I'm here. I have the mic in my hand, and it's my house.
Me and girls.
Yeah.
No way.
Sorry, Mike. No, it's
I'm
girls.
Going. I'm in.
No, right. It's girls. It's girls. Rob, it's girls.
All right, so the one person has to leave the room and be sequestered, though.
It's perfect.
What?
One person has to leave the room and be sequestered.
I don't know how that works.
Sequester means when you have to go in another place and not listen to what's going on.
Rob, I don't speak Spanish.
We're going to go with So and Jen. Mike, you got $1 million.
Okay, So and Jen. Give her all right, so we need so we'll need So to leave the room.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah, and we're on the honor system here. Could So go someplace where she can't hear the questions?
Okay.
Jen, he's going to ask you 5 questions, and you have 15 seconds, and you have to answer them as quickly as possible. You can't dilly-dally. It's got to be quick, quick, quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Tyler is going to escort. No, but so if you're going to be in it, Tyler, we need you to leave the room. You're going to get the same questions as Jen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tyler's taking So away.
All right.
Where did she go? Don't take her that far.
No, take her far away so she can't hear the question.
She's outside now. Okay. She's gone.
All right. All right. Are you ready for this?
I answer as many questions as I can in 15 seconds.
We're going to, and then you and So will get the same questions. You guys have to get to 200 points. Okay. So you will give me the
first. How do we
first,
do that?
Okay, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock here.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Your 30 seconds is going to begin.
What if I end it before 5 seconds? Can I get more questions and more points?
No, that's it. There's only 5 questions.
Well, fuck that.
And then we're going to take a look at what your answers are, okay?
You sound like a cheater.
All right. I don't know how
and
I'm
you
cheating.
Also, with your headphones in, you kind of look like one of those like scene kids from like 2009 with the spikes through their ears.
Yes, that's what I'm going for. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready for the questions, Jen? Okay. Here we go. 30 seconds. Ready.
Okay.
Here we go. Other than Kelly, name something that's purple.
Eggplant.
Besides RHAP, name some place where you might see a bell.
The Liberty Bell.
Name a type of shack.
Oh, a love shack. Love shack.
Name a celebrity known for their brawn.
Known for their brawn? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Name an animal that starts with the letter L.
Lion.
Okay, turn around.
You killed it, girl.
Yeah.
Here we go. Jen, got some good answers. The team feels good. Let's take a look at what you got. Okay, so other than Kelly, name something that's purple. You said?
Number one answer.
Eggplant. Let's see if it's there. Show me eggplant. 17. Not bad, Jen. You're off to a good start.
Cool. What was the number one?
Well, we will tell you after So goes. We'll tell you after So goes.
No, I want to know now.
Well, you have to wait. We can tell you after So goes.
Well, that's a stupid thing. I want to know now. So it's not even in here.
Besides RHAP, name some place where you might see a bell. You said Philadelphia, Liberty Bell. See if it's there. Show me Liberty Bell. 14. Not bad, Jen.
Okay.
All right.
10 points.
I'll take it.
Up to 31. Name a type of shack. You said Love Shack. Let's see if it's there. Show me Love Shack, baby. 32. Wow,
bingo.
Jen, up to 63 points here. Name a celebrity.
How many do I have to get to win?
You need 200, but So gets to go also. So you go first. Okay. Name a celebrity known for their brawn. You said Arnold Schwarzenegger. Our survey says 30.
Number one answer.
Up to 93 now, Jen. Almost halfway there. Last question. Name an animal that starts with the letter L. You said, for Cecil, the lion. Let's see if it's there. Show me a lion. Yes, 35. 128. Very good.
128? Okay.
128. All right. Now, don't say anything. Let's cover up those answers, and let's bring So Kim in. She's going to have the same questions. She needs 72 points.
Wait, do I have to leave?
You don't have to leave, but you just have to not say
leave.
What the
I'm
going to
go get a beer, so I'm going to
go get a beer. That's perfect.
Do that.
All right, here comes So. So you're going to have the same questions that we asked Jen. Okay, you need 72 points to win for the Dirty 30.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to put 30 seconds back on the clock. Okay, your 30 seconds is going to start with the first question. If you hear this sound, it means you gave one of the fine answers that was already given by your partner, and you'll have to give me a new answer, okay?
Got it.
All right, here we go. Other than Kelly, name something that's purple.
Grapes.
Besides RHAP, name some place where you might see a bell.
Church.
Nice.
Name a type of shack.
Spy shack.
Yes.
Name a celebrity known for their brawn.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Name a celebrity known for their brawn.
Sylvester Stallone.
Damn it.
Name an animal that starts with the letter L.
Lizard.
Okay, turn it around.
We won. All right. Don't kill him. You killed it.
All right, good answers from So. The Dirty 30 feels excited.
This is for my redemption.
This could be it. This could be the big redemption story. Okay. Other than Kelly, name something that is purple. You said grapes. Let's see if it's there. Show me grapes. That is the number one answer. 33 people said it. You guys are at 161. 161. Only 39 more points are needed.
Yeah. I already got this, Rob. You don't even need
it. Besides RHAP, name someplace where you might see a bell. You said church.
Church. Number one answer.
Show me the church. That is the number one answer. 24 people said it. That you up to 185. You are 15 points away.
Oh, shit, yeah. 15 points.
Name a type of shack. You said spy shack. If 15 people said it, you guys walk away the winners of Fast Money and redemption for SoKim.
Oh, yeah.
Our survey says, yeah, 16 people said it. Just to show you your other answers, name a celebrity known for their brawn. Sylvester Stallone, 6 people said that. An animal that starts with the letter L, you said lizard. 5 people said that. The Rock was the number one answer. And lion said by Jen was the number one answer for the animal. Dirty 30, you did it. You did it. 212 is your final score in Fast Money.
It was never in doubt, Rob. It was never in doubt.
Wow. There was never a question that we were winning this.
What a night. What an upset. What an upset. I think everybody thought the wine and cheese had it, but the Dirty 30, they walk away as your winners.
Don't call it a fucking upset, Rob.
It was an upset.
Can I just tell you something? Many have tried. Many have failed at breaking the Dirty 30 apart and saying that we ain't nothing. Because these people right here are something, baby.
Yes.
Eat it, wine and cheese.
Wow. Yeah. The emotion is real. On Dan Foley's birthday, no less, the wine and cheese tasted defeat at the hands of the Dirty 30. Amazing.
He's not doing dishes tonight. Oh, no.
Yeah, probably.
You guys did it. You guys did it. Congratulations. Yeah.
We did. Thank you so much for putting this on, Rob. This was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you.
Corinne, do you have anything to add?
We're about to go to a bar, and you live right around the corner from us, so you want to come?
Oh.
Come on. I'm sure Nicole will be fine with it.
We're going to the break. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Well, you can see all the...
I'm serious.
See the Dirty 30 at the break tonight. All right. Any final words, Dirty 30?
Love you, Mike.
I love you, Dirties. I love you, Corinne. I love you, Jay, who I just met.
Sorry, Rob. Sorry, we obnoxiously won. Sorry.
Yes, what a night.
The beautiful photobombing.
What a night. What a night where the Dirty 30 has won the Survivor Family Feud. It's a night for the ages here on RHAP. Mike is doing the happy dance.
And Rob, can we?
No,
Rob, I'm just going to throw this out there. If there's any other season that wants to challenge us, we take it. We welcome any challenge.
Do you welcome a rematch against the wine and cheese?
No. Wait.
They gotta work their way up to the championship. They can't just get.
I'm looking for like a team of people from Australia, like Varner and Debbie.
All right. Well, they might be busy. Mike. They might be busy.
What a night!
Mitchell Olson, use the hashtag. Use the hashtag Survivor Feud if you want to talk about this online. What an exciting hashtag night. Thanks so much to Taylor Martina, who used his software. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Thanks to the Wine and Cheese. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. We got so much coming up. What a week we're having next week on the podcast. Corinne is coming by. Yes. So,
what? You said my name.
Yes, you're coming by next week.
I am next Tuesday. So.
Yes.
Buckle your fucking seatbelts. I'm taking the safety off.
All right.
This is going to be really hard to handle.
All right. So we got so much going on. Hope you
won't be playing this music during my fucking podcast. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, we're doing it. All right. Have a great night, everybody. Still a great night. Still a great night.
Yes.
Take care, everybody.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.